Dragon Con, Pestilence Personified. It's GRD's Weekly.
That's a very polite way of saying it.
Yes, it
I
is.
I believe. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to GRD's Weekly, episode 61.
Yes.
This is episode 61. Welcome to it. No? You didn't skip a feed or anything.
just hold yourselves. We'll talk later. We're going to talk later.
Yeah. In the meantime, gathered round again, all of us finally in one place at long last. The lovely, the talented, the vivacious Flintsters next to me.
Get the compliments. Let's get on with it.
Yeah, buddy.
Fine.
Come on.
Okay. All right. He says it was germs. I say I'm not sure. It's the Bruce.
Is there no limit to how low you'll go?
Oh, no. Because sure I have a shovel. Means.
Yikes.
I'll dig.
Okay. I, of course, am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Cheap, popular, and available anywhere.
Well.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that how we all got sick?
Maybe. I'm not saying it. Of course, with us just like last time, it is the vicar. Oh, wait. No, it's not.
No, it's not. Just like last time.
That's right. We're not in Atlanta anymore. I forgot. Okay, fine. Yeah. Whatever. Hi, so welcome. Yes, we're back.
We're not underwater. That's why.
Oh, that's good true. Point, sir. Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about. Oh, yes. We got to talk about the whole Dragon Con wrap-up, so we'll be making that happen sometime this evening, episode 61. We will discuss all of that fun stuff, but because it has been a while, we need to do a bit of catch-up, I believe it's called, because mustard is just not that good. What you been doing geekified this, I don't know, fortnight or so?
Tons of stuff.
Oh, yeah? Like yeah. What? What you got?
Well, let's start with some TV.
Okay.
You know, Fringe came back on. I
it
love
did.
Fringe.
Fringe.
Oh,
was
that
stuff.
Was crazy.
That was good.
That was crazy good. And, you know, it's
talk
just...
about the lead reaction.
No doubt.
Right?
I thought it would have been a wonderful twist if the old super helpful cop had been, like, somehow, like, a good guy from the other place, you know,
mm-hmm.
trying to get information. But uh-huh. it didn't happen, and that's the great thing about the show. But you did get to see a cow in a birthday hat, so.
Yeah, that's
Charlie.
True.
Charlie.
Dude. Sorry, Charlie. Ha! Sorry. Didn't even mean to do that.
And also watched The Office. Parkour!
Hardcore!
When Andy jumps into the refrigerator box. Andy, am I gay? Oscar, am I gay?
That's not what happened when he jumped in the refrigerator box. There was a span of at least a good 15 minutes in the show.
Yeah, whatever. It was really funny.
She's giving you the abridged.
And that's the fine. Show afterwards that
Community.
Was Community. We had to pause it several times for laugh out loud goodness.
That
it
show
was so funny.
Is so much funnier than the previews would have you believe.
Smoke up, good. Johnny!
It was a wonderful, wonderful Breakfast Club pilot homage.
And the episode was dedicated to John
it
Hughes.
It was. Dedicated
it
to
was
John Hughes at
the so end. Funny. We'll definitely good. Have to. That'll be on again tonight.
Chevy Chase is not the star of the show, no matter what the previews might tell you.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an ensemble comedy, and it's much smarter than you would think it is.
Definitely funny. Definitely really funny. Parks and Recreation was also on, so we watched that as well. Amy Poehler is just hilarious.
She's queen of the gays. Yeah.
Queen of the gays. And
I almost made that your intro.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I almost made it Bruce's intro.
Dick.
What?
That just happened.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, summer TV shows rounding out. You know, we had the end of Wipeout.
We did.
Oh, no more Big Balls.
No more Big nope. Balls.
No more Big Balls. That's over. And we're also watching, you know, Top Chef and
see?
Project One. They had to cook with cactus. Have you ever eaten cactus?
No.
I don't know. It
didn't look very appetizing at all.
Yeah.
A couple
well,
people made it look
would.
Sort of okay, but I don't know.
Not really at all.
Cactus.
And Project Runway, they really have a lot of like crappy designers this time. I mean, they have some like good, a couple of good ones, but it's taken a while to kind of weed out the really, really no talent ones at all. So I don't know.
One who just showed up the show up and just went, oh, okay, I can be on the show. Okay. Can you cut?
Yeah.
Can you paste? Cool.
I don't know that anyone is that flamboyantly gay on the show.
Probably. Well,
no. I watched
they
the show.
They tone it down.
I'm pretty sure, you know. No. Anyway.
Oh, really?
And
yeah, no, it's a lot of side boob in the show, dude.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. Got to get on to video games.
Interesting designs in there, yes.
Video games. For Nintendo Wii, we've been playing the Boom Blocks Party, the second version of the Boom Blocks video
uh-huh.
game, which is so much fun. And you got a slingshot this time. And you can slingshot things and knock them over, and it's mad crazy fun.
It is. It's
but
it's
nothing
a stupid fun game.
Is as much fun is the hours we have poured into the Beatles Rock Band.
Dude.
Oh my God, is it fun.
Beatles Rock Band.
We have the microphone, but we haven't bought the microphone stand yet, which we're going to need to get.
This microphone stand
right
here.
We're taking our podcasting microphone stand, sit it on top of like a table, on top of an ottoman, on top of four Scott Sigler books,
yep.
And it's the exact perfect height so that you can sing and play the guitar at the same
which
time.
Which is so much
more
fun.
Difficult, I'm
it
sure.
It is very fun, but really hard to do. You have to do it on a song that you like know the lyrics.
Yeah, because
it's hard
you
to like,
look,
look at the lyrics and look at the keys at the same time. There's like nothing more fun than doing that. I mean, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds has the most psychedelic background. It's just like, even
all
if
of the Abbey Road songs, since crazy. They were just in the studio, just has them start off in the studio, and then you get like this acid trip of what the song is. It's
So if you're a fan of Rock Band and maybe sort of the Beatles, you would like it. If you're a fan of the Beatles and never really played Rock Band, you would like it. If you're a fan of both, you'll absolutely love it. This is just, we're going to have to play like later on tonight. Now that I've got my energy back and I'm not sick anymore,
no
like
we'll
have to play.
Okay.
This is just awesome, awesome, awesome fun times.
I get to sing Come Together again.
Yes.
Yeah. God. When you nail a song, when you just freaking nail it.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I can't wait to do what they've got where you can have other people, you can plug three more mics in, you can have people sing harmonies.
Wow.
So
I know, we're just going to have
so
to get
so you can
all
get everybody on an instrument and a microphone.
And have a big old party. We can have four people singing and like four people playing the guitars and like, and the drums.
Yes.
Wow.
I'd like to be under the sea. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, we'd need a bigger living room, but I think we could find
it's not a problem.
A way to make
we can
that
make that happen.
We can just go to Abbey Road Studios and do that. I finished reading The Rookie.
Yay.
So got that, picked that up at Dragon Con and finished reading that. And a whole bunch of my students want to borrow it because it's, you know, got football in it.
Sure they do.
And they're all like, but, you know, it doesn't really have any curse words in it at all.
No.
So I thought that it did have a bunch of curse words in it. There's a couple of mildly inappropriate things and certainly some violence.
Well, this is the UA version. Oh, the YA version. Sorry.
Okay. Whatever it is. But yeah, there's certainly some violence to it. But yeah, they all want to borrow it. You know, they were really intrigued by like the pictures on the insert.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all, you know, after I let Flynn borrow it, I told a couple of my students that they could read it in the classroom. They're not allowed to take it out of the classroom.
No.
I'm like, see, this is autographed by Scott Sigler. You cannot take it out of the classroom. But
you want to take it home?
Yeah. But that's,
come on. What kind of question is that?
Been a pretty geeky read. School year has started up and I've been integrating geeky stuff into just all the time. I had I use superheroes in my sentences. You know, if you've got to copy 10 sentences and pick out the pronouns, well, damn it, those sentences might as well be about Batman. It just, you
and
know,
might
as well make them something interesting.
And if Batman's hanging from a gargoyle while you're doing it, it's just that much
you know,
cooler.
All the kids, you know want to know what I'm playing on my video games. They want to know gamer tags. So I might have to finally get Xbox Live so I can pwn some of my students at Halo.
Oh. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So,
wow.
They all want to play me online. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
You got schooled.
I've been trying to get her to get an Xbox Live account for a while now.
I know. I just didn't see the point, but I think I'm starting to possibly.
The point so you can spend after hours with children. Okay. That doesn't sound weird.
Oh, whatever.
No.
Yeah, that's
I
want to
shoot
go
them.
Well.
You want your own so
I
you can like get your own achievements when we're playing Rock Band and stuff. No.
I'm going to shoot
you
my students.
You shut up in class. Just try yapping at me now. So.
Sucker. And you failed the last test, too.
60 million other things in my geeky week, but I'm gonna let it go for here and
moving
then I'll
right
just chime
along.
In on whatever Billy Flynn says that I forgot.
I have no idea what I forgot.
All right, if you've been following me on Facebook for the last two plus weeks,
who are you?
I'm the Bruce.
Oh,
hey,
oh,
Bruce.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, the voice is a little bit different than the Flintress, just letting you know.
Okay,
yeah, a tad,
If you've been following me on Facebook for the last couple weeks, you know, I've been very, very sick. One of the reasons took so long to actually get this show out. Thank you for everyone who sent me messages and words of encouragement. I appreciate all of them. I don't think I've been that sick in at least 10 plus years, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, I got knocked on my butt and I'm still kind of recovering. It's the fatigue factor right now. Not confirmed, but I'm pretty sure I had a H1N1. I'm pretty sure about that.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You're not contagious anymore,
are
you?
No, I'm not contagious anymore. The symptoms are gone. I'm just still dealing with the residual.
Did anybody else in your family get it, or are you okay?
No.
Okay.
Nobody else got my daughter, one of my youngest daughter, got sick, but she didn't get the same thing I had.
Okay.
So, I mean, it followed the same track as H1N1. You know, I got sick, I got better for a couple of days, and then I really got hit again. And it's been pretty bad.
So you were effing a pig?
No.
That's how we determined, right?
That's how you get the swine flu? That's sex with a pig?
That's what a teacher told me.
Wow.
Sorry, I've had cold medicine.
Apparently.
Wow. That's saying something there. No, apparently the day before we went to Dragon Con, there was an outbreak of H1N1 at Tulane University, which is in Atlanta. Guess what we just walked into? Pestilence.
Huh.
So,
yikes.
Well, that could explain it, because, was sick the very next day when we got back.
Yeah, it took me two, three days, then I got hit.
Oh, and then, you know, Flynn finally gets better, and I'm like, oh, I made it. I didn't get sick. 2 days later, I'm sick. Yeah.
If any other time that needed to be played, that was it perfectly. So my geeky activities have been pretty limited, but I have been playing some video games.
Oh, yeah?
Just before I went to Dragon Con, my wife got me Batman Arkham Asylum.
Which is fantastic.
Oh, I love
this. So while you
game.
Were recovering and sick and you couldn't really do anything, you
could
really kill bad guys?
Yeah, when I wasn't taking a nap, I was playing the game. I love this game. It's interesting from start to finish. I mean, some of it's...
Best comic book game ever.
You do the same things over and over again, but it's still not repetitive.
No, it's not, because it's the same, but it's different.
Yeah,
because
you can do it a different way. It's like, wait a minute, this guy's going this way now. All right. Different tactic.
I'm going to fart from the gargoyle. No, you know, this time I'm going to put the explosive gel like on the ground and wait until they walk by. And
yes, exactly.
And then this time I'm going to crawl underneath of the floor and pop up behind
him. Oh, my God.
Him.
There's just all.
And there is no set way to do any mission.
No.
None. The riddles, I've gotten 230 out of 240 riddles done.
Oh, I need to see how many I have, because I don't have them all. I need to see.
Yeah, I know I don't have them all. There's one or two of them that I just like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. Forget it. I'll get somewhere else.
Some of them are brilliant. Some of them are just bluntly stupid. But
yes.
Some of them are quite clever.
I remember the one where like you could see the top part of the question mark and the bottom part
and
of
the
question mark.
You had to line it up.
There's a couple of them like that. Yeah, there's a couple of them you have to find the dot. It's like, oh, wow, that's the other side of the room.
Where's the dot, man?
Yeah, where's the dot, man? I've also been playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Yeah.
Not as good. It's a good game. If you like the first one, you like the second one.
It would have been really good if Batman hadn't come out yet.
Oh, yes.
Because Batman has really raised the bar for what I expect now
and
from a superhero video game.
Yeah, there are some issues. There are certain objects that were on the ground that you should be able to shoot right over, and you don't. You can't. They're blocking shots, and it's just, you know.
You know what the biggest problem with Ultimate Alliance 2 is?
Okay, what?
It's the fact that did we really have to wait 3 years for this game? This game, which is still fun, a hell of a lot of fun to play, but it did not step up its game from the last one.
No, not 3 years worth of time.
Not at all.
No.
Although, if you did like me and pre-ordered and had to fight with GameStop...
to get your...
But I
you practically had to be the juggernaut. And
I'm the juggernaut.
And that's what I do when I run around, put my shoulder down, and go through just like dozens and dozens of enemies. But yeah, GameStop didn't want to give... Activision screwed this over. GameStop, normally when you pre-order, you get like a card with a code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, this time when you pre-ordered, you were supposed to go into a website, log into Activision, give them all of your information so they can, you know,
mail
send you spam and junk, and then they would email you a code.
Oh,
well,
garbage.
No one at GameStop told anyone that.
Probably didn't know either.
And then on the day I pick it up, they're like, oh, well, you know, the codes are gone. The website's I'm like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no. I'm going to get my code. I don't think you understand.
Yeah, we literally like did not even open up the shrink wrap because if we didn't get the juggernaut, the game was going
bad. I had
back.
The game for days until I got a code that I put in that said that
I'm the juggernaut.
And once I had that, I opened the game.
Okay, there you go.
So I'm having fun. But it's a little disappointing.
Yeah,
but I'm having fun.
If you haven't
played the first one, I think you'll really, really like it. But if you played the first one, you're like, the fusion powers are cool, but it's a lot of the same.
But then I'm getting, a lot of the same characters.
And it's not the same, but different, like Batman manages to do.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of Marvel, I've also saw Wolverine. I finally saw it.
Oh, you didn't
see
I finally saw Wolverine.
Wolverine is not the juggernaut.
No, he's not. I was expecting this movie to be really, really bad, and it was actually pretty decent. It wasn't great.
You have to go in with low expectations.
Yes, exactly. That's what I did. I'm giving it 7 pants.
No. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was expecting... Well, the thing is, I was expecting something a lot worse than what it was, and my wife was loving this movie.
I can't imagine why.
Well, the thing is, first 10 minutes of the movie, she's like, what's this? After about 10 minutes of me going, okay, just shut up and watch the movie. Love you, dear. Shut up and watch the movie. Because I'm not explaining everything.
Oh, because she was like trying to ask you questions and stuff like that.
I'm like, I'll answer.
Who's that guy?
Who's that guy? Who's this?
What did that guy say when I said, who's that guy?
Yeah. I'm like, who's this guy? Who's that? What does he do? Shut up. Just watch the damn movie. Yeah.
There should have been more of their team, right? You know, with
Wade and...
All of those guys and, you know, the team before... Logan's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. There should have been more of that.
Let's cut to the biggest problem I had with this, other than the fact that it just turns into a pile of crap after about 15 minutes. Wolverine is a character with a long, rich background. If you're calling it Wolverine Origins, really? Are we going to end that close to modern day? I mean, the man was around for the Civil War, for the love of God.
Which they did all in the parts.
All in the opening sequence.
Yeah, in the intro.
Which got me all hopeful. I'm like, ooh, is it? Okay, well, I'm cool with the story. Let's follow these guys. No, let's, okay.
World War I.
It's not the worst thing ever, but if you look at it from the aspect that I did, of a movie that set up its potential to be really decent
and
then to
through.
Underperform like mad.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So I've actually played the video game and seen the movie, and
the video game's better.
Yes. There's a couple of clues in the video game of like certain X-Men's lineage that didn't get pulled out. Yeah. Oh, I was like, really? Play the video game. You'll know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, you'll have a much better time.
Okay. Watch the season finales of Big Brother and Defying Gravity. Well, not the season finale of Defying Gravity. They have 5 more episodes in the can. They just don't know what they're going to do with them. Hey, show them. Yes. Here's a clue.
Okay.
You have nothing going on tomorrow. I just checked TV pages for tomorrow's show. You have nothing going on Friday. Show it then.
See, you want to know what you forgot? You forgot the fact that we absolutely fell in love with Defying Gravity.
I did.
Yes.
I'm mad at you, the Bruce, because...
You're welcome. Oh, sorry.
Because the show's getting canceled, and I'm like in love with the show.
So, okay, here it is. GRD Nation, GRD World. What do we have to do to convince ABC to put this show back on the air? I remember people got Roswell back on the air by sending them little bottles of Tabasco sauce, for the love of God.
I've actually emailed ABC and said, hey, bring this show back. Finish the show out.
I think we need something a little more. I think we're going to have to start mailing them stuff just so they'll go, stop it. We'll put the show back on. Just stop it. If you'll just stop it. I'm thinking baseballs. I'm thinking we need to send
baseballs. Maybe even just red dust.
See, but then you've got your anthrax scares.
Right. Maybe baseballs.
Baseball, I mean, I can't think of another more iconic thing from the
Halos.
Show.
If you've been watching...
Halos.
Where are we going to get one?
Little dots? Little blue and green dots.
Again, in this day and age, oh my God, what is this little blue-green dot? Oh, it's anthrax. You know, I'm just worried that they'll... Yeah,
yeah. Well, if you have a good idea, if you're screaming at the, you know... The iPod right now, send us an email at Billy Flynn Podcast, Vicar the Bruce.
You.
Flinstress at geekradiodaily.com.
That would be fan-fracking.
Yeah, if you fell in love with Defying Gravity like we did, it's just a great, amazing show.
Yeah. At least
and it's so unresolved right now. At least give us some kind of wrap-up.
You know, again, it's weird thing, but yes, this could be what would replace Battlestar Galactica for me, because sure, it's using sci-fi as an excuse to show a story about people.
And a compelling story.
A compelling story about people. Oh, yes. I have never found a character on television, I believe, that I think represents more of what my actual inner dialogue is than Ron Livingston in this show. My God, I love this show.
He's a very talented actor, and this is a very good
and
role for him.
He's hot.
He's a very talented actor. And
not really my type, so, you know.
Rare.
I actually did feel well.
Wow, okay.
I actually did feel well enough during the middle of my sickness, my pestilence that I had, that I actually got to play my poker tournament that I was, you know, touting about.
Yeah.
I didn't do too bad for a monthly invitational. Out of 127 players, I got 62nd place.
Wow.
All right.
So not horrible. I did better than half.
Yeah.
So, not too bad. I could complain.
What hand did you go out on?
Huh?
Pocket sixes?
I have no idea. I don't really remember.
You don't remember. Funny. How
I've had a lot of other things to be blocking out of my brain. So,
okay.
So, but I actually have an invite to play again for next month because I do have a win that I didn't use. So,
okay.
I'm in for next month and yay. I'll play maybe when I'm not dying.
Okay. Good plan.
Not busy dying.
You go ahead.
Oh, it's my turn. Well, crap. Let's see. Ultimate Alliance 2 fought with a Batman. Did you get the two free downloads for Batman?
Yes,
free downloadable maps for Batman. That's what I want. Thank you. Thank you for giving us, thank you for acknowledging to your fans that they just made your game like one of the biggest things that's ever happened by giving us some free content. 2 screens, 1 fight, 1 beat 'em up, 1 hang from the gargoyle, stealth missions. But damn it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And fun.
Yes.
Did we just watch
it? As much as I love Beatles Rock Band, okay. Glaringly missing certain like big huge songs. Yesterday was one of them.
Yesterday, Strawberry Fields is
really none of those.
Yeah,
Help
is not in the game. Help is not in the game.
What?
I mean, there's a bunch of really good stuff, but...
a bunch of other things that we were all rattling off, and you should have been writing them down at the time. But there's a lot of really great songs in the game, but they're going to make us buy, like, a whole,
Rat
you
bastards.
Know...
Now, the fun
six,
thing...
7, 8, 9, 10 bastards! More of the songs.
My code for 3 free songs. I've put in my code. I've picked my songs. They won't be available till in October, and maybe one of them in November, because there's track packs coming out that for you to download.
Oh, of course there
so
is.
So I will be getting Maxwell Silver Hammer. I will be getting When I'm 64, and...
good song.
I can't think of the name of the other one. Well, got it out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. But you know, other stuff that you really want is coming, and apparently some of the songs are still tied up in some legal issues. So, fan-fracking-tastic. Yeah.
Yoko. No, just kidding.
No,
that bitch.
Michael Jackson.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
Michael
true.
Jackson, because Michael Jackson owned the Beatles.
That bitch.
She just won't stop, will she?
No, she won't.
She just won't stop. I guess I should point out that we get back from Dragon Con. So my geeky week-ish started off with waking up the next day, not feeling well at all. Wasn't feeling well that evening, but I was really not feeling well the next day. Go to work. That's where we're going to be merging, you know, our two stations into one building, bringing the country station over so Belt Buckle doesn't have as far to go. And found out in the prospect of that, this country music station, I don't run that station.
No.
No, I don't run the station.
No,
so I don't. So you know, it comes over, moves in. The guy runs it. You know, we're going to work together. We're going to make everything work out.
Yep.
Just a few days before we merged the stations, I found out that I would be running both stations.
Yeah. What happened there?
Apparently, thanks to the economy still being somewhat goofy and the fact and technology and those wacky computers, it would take a scientist to understand. And I'm far too mad. Apparently they let my counterpart at the country music station go before they moved over.
Yes.
With no one having any idea how it ran because he's the one that ran that station. So it's
genius.
Been interesting.
They couldn't have moved it all over, got everything all in place, and then, you know, it probably even would have been sort of obvious that there are redundancies at that point.
Yes. Either way.
That is what we call a dick move.
But it would have been a little easier on me and the rest of the world because, you know, we start running stuff and then I've got like my bosses who... You know, a month or two ago, we talked about, you know, what are we going to be doing, blah, 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 blah. They're like, oh, well, you know, I noticed this weekend this didn't happen, that didn't happen, this didn't happen. I'm like, well, you knew that? Why didn't you tell me that before? Oh, my God. So, as my engineer pointed out to me, apparently I'm a corporate man now. And I said, how do you come to that conclusion? He said, well, before, you were just the local program director for this little station, and now you're the program director for the company. That makes you a corporate man. And I'm like,
wow.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's either yay and
speaking of the
bastards.
Company.
Yes.
We forgot Heroes.
Heroes. We did catch up on Heroes from last season.
Yeah.
Which was better than what that crap had been. And we did watch the season premiere.
Yes.
Which, not fantastic.
Yes.
But better than what we've had. And I think a more natural progression from where season one would have went had they not decided, oh my God, we're the biggest thing ever. Let's go batshit insane.
Yeah. Versus, you know, seasons 2, 3, and or you know, chapters 2, 3, and 4, there was no save the world. There was no immediate, we have to save the world.
Right.
The world's
going
to
die.
They're
back to
people
pretending to try to have lives, and they have powers.
Nice. Which
you
is
know?
Really nice.
Except it's kind of exactly the same as this first season, but that's okay.
Well, that's okay.
You know,
that's when
good.
It was good.
That's
so
true.
If they
true.
Have to go back there to make that work, I have to say, I'm sure that Peter Petrelli is still going to be with us because I thought I saw him in the preview thing, but... If he was to walk out of the show now, that is an excellent way to have ended that character. Because, just wow, I really liked some of how this started. It's not perfect, but I'm hoping they don't screw the pooch 3 episodes from now, making me go, "Damn it! Why did you make me try again?
Why did you make me care?"
I know it was just every time, sons of bitches. I don't know why. We didn't like download. We didn't watch any movies. We didn't download anything. I've been busy, and you've been busy, and we've been sick collectively.
I know. I feel like we have, but I don't know.
I don't even know. So I'm sure there's something, probably whatever. You might hear about it as well if you stop by the forums over at geekradiodaily.com. Not that I'm saying I've noticed a lack in traffic or anything there,
no,
but
no,
I'm not calling anybody out or anything.
Everybody's sick.
Everybody must be.
Everybody's
so
sick.
Everybody, we got to get better.
Oh, do you have your room for next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. We have our room for Dragon Con.
We do.
2010.
So, yep.
Because apparently some of the hotels decided, F it. Let's go ahead and rent them out.
Yeah, let's not wait till the football fans figure it out and take all the damned rooms again. Because
we're going to lock those effers out next year.
It's oh, be so good. I love it.
Although I do love watching them watch us.
Yes.
There is some fun.
Because there's
be
always
there.
Four of them huddled together going, oh my God,
what is this?
Were you freaks?
See, that is maybe, and we'll talk about this, I guess, maybe when we get to the main topic. But I had the unique experience of having, because I am both a football fan and a geek, and I also wasn't dressed in some hugely bizarre costume most of the time, at all, really. So, you know, I would be sitting next to some of them at the bar and be like, oh, what is all of this? I've been winning. You know, it's kind of like I'm the one who has the badge on, but yeah. I still look normal enough that they're like, oh, I can ask her what it's all about. And
you're
so
the liaison.
I'm like the translator. Exactly. I was like the geek liaison between these two cultures. And they were all like, oh, that actually looks like really a lot of fun, you know, and I think I was the ambassador of
there
geek.
You go.
Wow.
I'll take that.
Good for you. Well, there's something to add. That's way to better the world.
I'd call her mommy.
No. Didn't see that coming.
GRD knows.
The pub crawl is coming up November 14th.
Yes, it is.
So
wonderful.
You should come on down.
Yes, we
to
should.
To South Park and have ourselves a time. No,
I'm reminding myself of
go
something.
Go ahead and do it now.
No, I'm reminding myself of something I need to do.
Okay, that's fantastic. Oh, that's right. Because you should probably go ahead and get a room or find some place to crash or something, because it's the same weekend as the fracking, what is it, the marathon?
Yeah.
They run the marathon in Richmond, and apparently afterwards these people have to crash in a hotel because they'll die otherwise. And they take all the rooms.
Yeah, they crash, and then they get up and party.
But, you know, it's going to be, you know, it'll be a nice little chilly evening, and we'll start at a bar that I don't believe we've picked yet. Tell you what, why don't we just pick it, because
we ain't waiting for somebody?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's no point in doing that.
Let's go take a look at a map a little bit
okay.
later, not right now.
Next episode, later. We will tell you where we're starting. I'm pretty sure where we're ending. So
yeah,
that's,
I know where we're ending.
Yeah. So we will pick a few to go along the way, and you can come out and hang out with us in our stomping ground of, you know, lovely downtown Richmond, and as we walk from bar to bar, getting completely schnockered so we can all go back and pass out.
Yay!
And, you know, if people want to make a weekend of it, and, you know, we can maybe start a thread on the forums at geekradiodaily.com because, you know, those of us who live in the Richmond area will be more than happy to, you know, put people up the night before and we can just kind of make a whole weekend fun of it.
Can we hide people in the attic? I think that would be awesome.
There's no Nazis looking for people. Our attic is hot. It is hot up there no matter what time of year it is.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
It's like a sauna. So if you want to come, you know, sauna.
Tarzan couldn't stand that kind of heat. Just huge.
It is. It's always hot up there.
Balmy. Sultry.
What?
You're just being ridiculous. I'm the one on cold medicine.
All right, fine.
Ooh, could that be email coming my way?
Well, yes, indeed it could. We do have some pieces of mail here. Hi, guys. I've got a question for Bruce.
Okay.
In my area, there is a specialty running store that has you run around and a salesperson evaluate your stride before recommending a shoe. There's no charge for this service, but the hey, honey, come put these shoes on and run around. I'll watch you. Yeah. There's no charge for the service, but the shoes are typically $10 to $20 higher than the prices at places like Foot Locker or Sports Authority. Is this kind of service worth the extra cost? Thanks, Andrea. Would like to know.
It's actually, for the first time, yeah, you might actually want to get that service. Watching your stride, see if you overpronate.
You're nothing going to break my stride. Whoa. The computer agrees.
Yeah. Watch your stride, and the thing is, they can recommend the shoe, and then they give you the model number. Go to another store.
Oh, no. No, that, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, sorry. I worked retail, sir, and what you were describing right there.
That is what we call a dick move.
Yeah, it's
there
a dick
is
move,
nothing
you know
worse than people that come in and use you for your knowledge and your education and then go do something somewhere else. That is truly, truly crap. What do you not tip waitresses either? What the hell?
I tip
do you
waitresses?
Spit in the like cab driver's eye when you get out? What the hell is wrong with you? That's
buy it
wow.
from the store. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, if first time out, buy it from the store. You can get the exact
after
same shoe
that,
next time.
Then you've got the number.
Then
and
you've
you
got
can
the expertise.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But, you know, have somebody check your foot out. So if you don't, you know, if you're
not just some random guy what? With a foot fetish.
No,
yes, exactly.
Please. What if somebody came to you, Mr. Personal Trainer
they
guy,
for
like
it
a,
all the
wait
time.
For, well, that you know what a dick move that is.
Like this?
That is what we call a dick move.
Yes, it is.
People ask me questions at the gym all the time. I have no problem giving advice.
Well, yeah, but like the people that, like, you know, if you had like a free workout session or something and you tell them you picked out like a specific thing and then they took that and went to a completely different gym entirely and just did that workout.
How'd that happen?
That's, it will.
The yeah. jerk store called and they're running out of you.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, sorry. I got a little upset there. So, yeah, please. Pay for the service, get the shoes the first time, and then take it. Now what is the event? How highly specialized, trained, what are they looking for when this happens, when they run around?
When you're running, you're actually watching your gait. You're trying to figure out.
None shall pass.
Sorry. Wrong one.
I know.
You're watching for if your heel strike is correct.
You're watching for, like I said, overpronation, making sure you're not rolling your foot when you're running. Because if you do, you can actually have a shoe insert put in, so it will prevent you from doing that. You know, different, you know, things like that.
Because, yes, because my question, and I'm really, this is a serious question, even though it's going to sound funny. Uh-huh. By the time you're old enough to buy your own shoes, can you really change the way you walk and or run?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How much effort does that take? Because that sounds fascinating
to me. It takes a little bit of work. I mean,
it's like learning to tie your shoes a different way.
I mean, the design of the shoe actually change the way you move.
It can help.
Okay.
Okay.
It can help. And especially if you're getting older and you're not naturally going to be able to change, yes, the shoe will help you. Okay. Walking shoes and correct inserts. And it'll help you with back pain as well.
Sweet. Dear Billy Flynn, Flintstress, and the Bruce, don't show this to, quote, the vicar, because I'm afraid that if he finds out that I'm onto him, he'll come after me, Terminator style.
Dun, dun, dun.
Things just haven't been the same since the vicar went country and came back his belt buckle. Now that you're having all these mysterious server problems, which we had a fun one the other day for no particular reason, Everything worked but WordPress for me to publish the show. Odd. I've come to the horrible realization that during his time at the country station, the vicar was replaced with a replicant, and this is the first stage of the machine uprising. The facts all fit. The vicar, or should I say the V9000, is rarely around. This gives him plenty of time to sabotage your computer servers and install the software needed for the uprising. I'll bet when he dances, he does a pretty mean robot. Coincidence? I think not. It's not too late to save us all. To double-check my theory, just flip him over and check for the Terrell or Cyberdyne stamp on the bottom of his left foot. It's right between the little hole used to attach him to a stand. Just to be safe, maybe you should zap him with a doorless microwave and skip the whole foot check thing. He might fly into a homicidal robot fury if you try to flip him over. It might be a good idea to burn the remains, just in case I'm wrong. Well, I'll be a little safer that way during the zombie apocalypse. If all this is too much for you, at least wear a tinfoil hat. So until the machines take over completely, make mine GRD. That's from Five Round Rapids over on the fine forums at geekradiodaily.com.
Nice.
You know, thought about that
I'm not
way
touching
too much.
His feet.
That would be incredibly funny if it wasn't just a bit damn scary. You know
a
what
bit?
I mean?
Dun,
a bit.
Dun, dun, a bit?
Because it would make a lot of things make sense. Random, you know, memory problems. Bad programming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Deja vu.
So thank you.
Deja
and
vu.
I'll make sure he doesn't see that. And since he doesn't listen to the show, he'll never hear it anyway. Moving on to some voicemails. Got something from some guy named Jabba.
I'm really confused. I haven't seen any Geek Daily.
Whoa, let's try that again. Something weird happened.
I'm really confused. I haven't seen any Geek Daily recently. And then I thought, oh, yeah, they're going to be at Dragon Con. So I went to the Twitter, and it has nothing. And I was like, oh, where is everybody?
Well, we could tell you, but you would have had to have been there. Oddly enough, Jabba brings up an interesting point. There was a whole thing about Twitter and questions during the show.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about in the main topic.
Uh-huh.
Foreshadowing. Indigo checks in.
Hey, guys. This is Indigo. Just haven't called in a while. Wanted to call. Hope you guys had fun at Dragon Con.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to thank you guys a lot. I started listening to The Daily Show finally. Now that I'm commuting to college every day, it really gives me something to do while I'm just sitting on the bus trying not to fall asleep in the morning. And,
glad we
could be awake. Thanks for that. Also, wish a happy birthday to Billy Flynn.
Thank you.
And I may be calling a day early, but I wanted to make sure I remembered to do it. Also, on the geekier side of things, I finally got my copy of They Might Be Giants, Here Comes Science children album.
Woo!
And for a children's album, it really, like all their other children's albums, it's fun to listen to even for an adult. So if you have kids, or even if you just like They Might Be Giants, it's a great album. But anyway, looking forward to the next weekly show, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yes, apparently. Wow, he sent that before my birthday.
Mm.
Wow, and it's what, the 24th now?
Yes.
Wow.
We're really putting the S in Sweekly this time.
Yes, putting the S back in Sweekly. Helping us with that, it's Jabba.
I hope you guys have a new episode this week, and it's not just like last week's Alta Dragon Z-Ball Con or whatever. Or a new episode, a week-old episode. Don't deny me.
Jabba has read. Okay, well, Jabba, you will get an episode this week. I believe we actually got that toward the end of last week. There wasn't one last week, so there you go.
Yeah,
we're back, Jabba.
We are, dude. Between sickness and you know random extra responsibilities and working extra hours, we've meant to do the show like what 5 other times.
Yes, exactly. Can we do the show? Nope. Somebody's sick. Nope. Somebody's gonna work. Ah, crap.
Crazy craziness indeed.
You don't look good.
I don't.
Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
You've missed that, haven't you?
I have. It always makes me giggle.
We have a favorite part of the show. She has a favorite part of the show.
You mean the end where I get to drink beer?
No.
Oh. Okay.
All right. In a recent survey and a study that was done to determine when people eat, the average American...
When they're hungry.
No.
At dinner time.
Surprisingly, the average American meal...
Take two.
Yes, try it again.
I'll take it out in post.
Okay. Yeah, appreciate that.
No problem.
The average American male takes in over half, just over half the total amount of calories they take in all day long after 6 p.m.
Wow.
That's really not very good.
That's really not very good. The amount of calories you should take in are important, but you need to spread them out throughout the day. So timing is equally as important as how many calories you're eating. If you want to eat 1,200 calories in a day, that's excellent if you're trying to lose weight. If you try to do all 1,200 calories at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that ain't good.
Mm. So should we really be doing like, because I've been doing like a little microwave lean cuisine or a healthy choice or something like that at lunch. And then we do like a relatively healthy-ish dinner, but it's usually something that we cook at home, like meal.
Yeah.
You know, hypothetically, should we be doing that backwards, like a big meal at lunch and then like a lighter meal at dinner like the Europeans do?
Generally, that is actually better for you. Let me show you to state that.
It's hard for me to cook baked spaghetti for lunch at work. That's true. Just saying.
You don't have a full kitchen.
No, ever. I don't.
You actually want to have about the same amount of calories throughout the day, each big meal. I tell people 3 meals, 2 snacks. Space them out every 3 to 4 hours. If you have your breakfast, have your lunch, have your dinner, throw in 2 snacks in there. You know, so you're having lunch maybe a little bit later than average, maybe, you know, except noon, maybe 1 o'clock, because you got a snack in there. Then you got dinner 6, 7 o'clock, something like that, because you got a snack usually in between. Because after dinner, you really don't need it.
I'll be having a snack after this. I'm sorry.
No,
that's just how it works.
As long as it's, you know, small and healthy. And
it's probably going to be popcorn.
That's generally pretty good, as long as you don't have the butter on it.
Butter-flavored Crisco is how you make popcorn on the stove.
It's a very rare treat at our house.
All right. That we rare enjoy. Treat on the house. That's okay. Like I said, you always have to watch out when you're eating because, you know, if you put in, like I said, 1,800 calories one time a day, you're going to not only not lose weight, you're going to gain weight.
No doubt. And it's been, you know, tough these last couple of weeks with the sick and the extra work.
Oh, yeah.
There's been no gym for me. So,
Here,
and the funny thing about it is, I miss it. That's the thing. I freaking miss going
to
the gym.
Sure you do.
When I'm walking from the bed
she
to the
really
couch.
She really misses me going to the gym.
When I'm walking from the bed to the couch and I need a nap because I'm exhausted.
Wow.
Yeah, gym ain't happening.
No. No, it's not going to happen.
The gym ain't happening. It just isn't. So I understand exactly what you're coming from there, right?
Yeah, and at work, I'm going to be starting a mini Biggest Loser, like a fall edition. We're going to do a fall Biggest Loser at work. We're going to start it on payday, like when everybody gets paid, put in money then, and go through till Thanksgiving, because nobody's going to want to diet at Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
And then start up again, you know, start a new one
in January.
With deep-fried turkey? Oh, hell no, you can't.
I know, right? So
God.
I'm going to gain all 8 pounds I lost right there.
We're going to see how many people I can get in to do it, but like they all know that I've been having really pretty good results, so it's like I'm almost, people don't want to go up against me, you know?
No.
They're like, whatever.
You should be inspiring people, I would think.
Yeah. Talking smack. You're like, yeah, bring it.
Step
up.
I said inspire.
That's
did you
inspiring?
Get? I do inspire people.
Oh, okay.
You're worthless and weak. Bring it. Step
Not
up.
Not like that.
Okay, fantastic. Well, you know, you can always get help with any kind of fitness questions. The Bruce, the resident guru, the guy who actually went to school about all this
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, really, I did.
He's certifiable. I mean.
Right now,
he can help out because he's always there, and he'll answer your questions over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, you could always send us mail to ask all kinds of questions. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce, or Flinsters at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you could send some voicemail.
206-3-FUN-HAPPY.
I'm sorry, it's what now?
206-3-FUN-HAPPY.
Because you're having way too much fun saying it?
206-3-FUN-HAPPY.
Wow, I need
Thank
a break.
You.
I don't know about you. So, So if you'll hold on just 1 second, we'll do that complete DragonCon recap coming up this GRD's Weekly episode 61.
Immortality, longevity, an endless lifespan. What would you do to become immortal?
My name is McAllen Orsel. I'm a genetic scientist in New York. I'm caught in a secret war between two powerful groups of immortals. I've been told that I am a messiah to a group of people I barely know. I'm forced on a quest around the globe to fulfill a destiny I never chose. If only I can stay alive.
From Krzysztof Laputka comes the Leviathan Chronicles, an audio adventure like you've never heard before.
What is Leviathan?
We have been among you for almost a millennia.
What? Immortal?
They can't know about Leviathan.
Blow those charges.
No!
Get down!
Why have you brought me here?
You are here because we need your help.
She was never trained for this.
She was bred for it, Anton.
Well, she doesn't know that.
You'll need to find him, McCallum.
To discover the Leviathan Chronicles and get the next dimension in podcasting, go to www.leviathanchronicles.com.
Hi, kids. Space Ghost here, and you are barking a happy tune with Geek Radio Daily.
Now, what the heck is that?
I don't know, but they sure smell like bad cup of soup.
Something I did has really turned him off.
Well, be careful what you say, because somebody out here recording your conversation is going to play it for you.
I hope so. So, George, I called George one day. Yeah. See, I do this show called Raw Nerd. Woo! Yeah! And I wanted him to, and I know you do the show. I was on it. You remember? Were you on Raw Nerd?
I was on Raw Nerd, yeah.
Oh, that's it.
You know there's a rumor running around that you tried to drown me in Star Trek 4?
I tried to drown you?
Yeah. I don't know how these rumors get.
So I'm looking at you, and it's obviously I succeeded.
44 years I've been listening to this.
And it's getting more and more difficult to hear me, isn't it? What about electronics? We're wired here, we're wired here, we're wired here. I got a wire where George Takei's beard.
GRD's Weekly 61. A little bit of a recap from Dragon Con.
A little bit.
Oh, sorry. Not a big bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
It was definitely one
of the highlights right there.
It was yeah. A good time. So I guess should we just go ahead and start about it? Let's talk Dragon Con, folks.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
Well, this was my first Dragon Con.
Woo!
And so I didn't really have anything to compare it to, but I had a really great time. Mm-hmm. We got down there. So we left like Thursday morning.
Right.
We drove down with Cheryl and...
With Shrill and Techno Guru from the forums at geekradio.com.
Right.
She never remembers people's names.
Yeah, whatever.
That's okay.
And... Yeah, so we drove like all day Thursday down there and got to our hotel on Thursday, and then we stood in line for 2 hours and 45 minutes to get our registration badges, and it was like around the block and then inside the room, like weaving and weaving and weaving, and I was like, wow.
You didn't see the girl that skipped in front of everybody, though.
Oh.
Really?
What? She tried to skip in front of the people in front of us. Uh-huh. And they were like, uh-uh,
we're
get
having no
us.
Part of that.
No. Like, right when, like, there was a door, she tried to, like, sneak in through this, like, door.
Yeah.
And so, and then she tried to get in front of us, and we were like, I don't think so.
It's like, no.
The people behind us were pussies. They were like, they didn't feel like busting her out of line.
Uh-huh.
We even tried to go get somebody to get her, like, kicked out of the con, but to no avail. They were too busy or whatever. But, yeah, she cut in line big time.
She did. And we spent the entire hour, I think we were inside the room waiting to get up to the front of the poorly mismanaged badge distribution system,
mm-hmm.
Doing various things like, you know, cursing her out with all the balloons that were going by. I know I hit her in the face twice with a balloon. It was... Dropped a couple things that she tripped over a couple times. It's just...
Well, you know, karma is a biatch. So.
It certainly
this
is.
This is true.
It certainly is. But we got badges.
But we met
eventually.
Some really interesting, cool people all throughout the con when we were standing in line for different things and, you know, just kind of geeks will talk to anybody.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We had such a great time
meeting
all kinds
reason.
Of interesting new people and spreading the Geek Radio Daily love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Thursday for me was, we started off with a major transportation issue.
Okay.
We got, left our house 8 o'clock in the morning. No, surprisingly enough.
No tire changes
change
for the brew.
Okay.
But got to our friend Stephanie's house. We were going to take her car, go down there. No problem. We get in
get
the car.
Get there, turns out she doesn't have a car.
Get there, her car. Can we turn the car on, get everything? Oh, you got to be effing kidding me. I am not going down a Dragon Con with a battery that's half dead. It's not happening.
I don't see why not. Would have been an adventure.
Yes, we had an adventure anyway. Didn't need a dead battery to help you with that.
Okay.
So what did you do?
So we took her car, got gas in it, made sure it started back up, got it back to our house, took one of our cars, loaded everything in there, and we took that. So it was an additional like 3 hours at the beginning of our trip before we even left town.
Wow.
Yeah. Yikes.
We left our house
We did much better than that.
We left our house at 8 o'clock and then again at like 11 something.
Yikes.
Like 11:30-ish. And I was like, are you effing kidding me? So we get on the road. We finally get down there, and it wasn't a major issue. I drove down. I think I drove down the entire way.
Wow.
We had four people, and we all took a shift.
Yeah,
we had a person to state drive.
So pretty much, you know.
The person who got North Carolina got screwed.
No, I did quite well. Oh no!
It's a longer straight.
It doesn't matter.
We didn't quite. It wasn't like exactly. Oh, like, okay. That's
no. Actually, it was. It really was. It really, really was.
Oh, okay.
So we drove all of Virginia. We pulled over in North Carolina. I drove. We pulled over in South Carolina, and Shrilla drove, and then in Georgia, Technoguru drove. It was one person to state. It really was.
That's kind of crazy.
Sorry.
But we had such a good time. Like, we were just singing and having a really good time in the car. Very compatible traveling companions. Yeah, we played Dirty Mad Libs.
We did play Dirty Mad Libs. Oh.
Like a dog without its bourbon.
Yeah. My taint skipped a beat.
And the baby was fisting.
Yes. Wow. The things that happened.
Oh, yeah. So we got down there. We didn't get in line in time, so we had to get our badges the next day. But that's the next day.
We had to get our badges Thursday,
right?
Because we had plans for Friday morning.
On Friday morning, there was a 10 o'clock panel, and we were like, okay, everybody in the entire con is going to want to be at this 10 o'clock panel.
Yeah.
So we got up at 6
who was there?
O'clock in the morning for Shatner and Nimoy.
Yeah.
I know.
And so, okay, it was supposed to be at the Atrium Ballroom at the Marriott.
Well, see, so you said that there. Totally wrong. We've started the line.
Right.
And had people come
we
up going,
there.
Hey, look, you know, they haven't flipped the sign yet. No, it's still rock on right here.
Right. So we started a line. We pulled over some comfy chairs. We met our awesome, cool, fun con friend, Stacy. What up, Stacy?
Awesome.
How's
up,
it
Stacey?
Going? And we were like, yes, we started the line. Turns out.
They moved it.
Oops.
They moved it to the Hyatt from the Marriott.
Oh, so we go traipsing over there. I had gone to go get coffee, so they're calling me, and we're running over there frantically. Thankfully, we're like 22nd in line still.
You go
so
down
still
the
got
hall,
amazingly good
you
seats.
Turn, and then there's a set of stairs that go up. Right before the stairs is where we were. The stairs go up, the line continued and went outside.
Yeah.
So then for everybody else who was just showing up later because they didn't think it was going to be that long, or they showed up at the wrong place too, they showed up, came down the hall, saw us, would stand behind all of us, only to have the security guy go, no, it's up the stairs and out.
Because you can't make a line on the stairs because it's a fire hazard.
And you would see the hopeful look on their face when they saw the small line, and then they would see how long the line really was. For hours. Hour after hour, just old lady. Some guy dressed as a Romulan. It was beautiful.
And
they would all
again.
Set their stuff down, and then the guard would tell them. I just
Very
couldn't help
funny.
It. So, yes.
Except then when we finally got into the room, they tried to make us move all the way over and fill in, like, all the seats.
Uh-huh.
And so we had been, like, camped out for 4 hours, and they wanted us to sit like,
the
all the way over in the corner. We were like, F that.
No.
Almost got into a fight with some volunteer at DragonCon.
So,
Con.
I would like to state here and now, for the record, that DragonCon needs to pull its head out of its ass a little bit. Because the people that are trying to work the crowds and all the stuff, the volunteers are working very effing hard. But they're working with a system where DragonCon knows that you're going to come no matter what. They have no interest whatsoever in streamlining and making things smoother at all. Because that bad situation where you break up based upon the letter of your name is broke out in such a stupid way that some people, there's no line whatsoever.
Exactly.
And some people are standing there forever.
Yeah.
For instance, we're in the line that is S-I through W something. The W next letter is, and through Z is here, and to the left of us is S-A through SH. So apparently they've had a bunch of Samuels through Shaughnessys in previous years because people are just zooming past us and we're standing there. And the guy who, I'm sorry, I know you're a volunteer and you're helpful, but the guy who really looked like a toadstool, who was behind who was the volunteer on this line with a top hat and everything, when people would walk up and just stand there, he wouldn't go, I can help you.
Yeah.
Do you need some help? Step forward. No. He would simply raise his hands up and sort of dance about quietly as if he was in a Federico Fellini film. And then this whole thing with people lining up and they kept shifting things and not knowing what the hell they were doing at various places. It's just not in Dragon Con's interest to make it smoother. But I think
like it's gotten too big for it to make sense. And there wasn't a whole lot of common sense. You think with enough smart people behind the scenes working on this that it could have been much more efficient. And you kind of got the feeling, we got your money, you're coming for these stars. Tough.
I know that registration could have gone a whole lot easier.
It could have been made much smoother.
Still, for what they did, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't horrible.
It wasn't that bad. And okay, for instance, with the Shatner Nimoy thing, fine. You had to move it, and you did put it in your Daily Dragon, which doesn't always have the most updated information anyway, as people learned with Adam Savage. We moved it according to Daily Dragon. Oh, actually, we didn't. Anyway, when you move something, if I'm sitting in line at 6 o'clock in the morning and you've moved something, there damn well better be a sign
Somebody's moved.
And even after we've gone over and we've told people, no one put a sign up because it's not Dragon Con itself. The people who say this is what we're going to do versus the people who actually run it, I don't think they ever get to meet. And those people up at the top need to be slapped because those people at the bottom volunteering are working very effing hard.
And we met some super fun volunteers and security people throughout the day. Some people who were really doing their best and actually making the thing go smoother.
Yes.
And, you know, we're sort of starting out on kind of like a bitching sort of note. Totally a blast, though.
Yeah, I wanted to get that out of the way. Just go ahead and get it out of the way. Because
done with that. That panel was a once-in-a-lifetime experience to watch Shatner and Nimoy just basically BS with each other. And just back and forth like best friends. It was so much fun to be privy to that.
I know you guys were doing the best you could to save me a seat, and there was just no way in the world I was going to get through that registration line any faster.
And we were in the fourth row. Did you, that clip that sounded so clear, was that from the DVD?
No, that's not. There's clearer sound on the DVD.
Wow.
That's from somebody's camcorder that was there.
I was going to say, it almost sounded like they were like right near us. I was like,
they were on
like
the fourth
laughing.
Row on the other side of the room.
Because that was really, that sounded really good. Lots of really great pictures. Like I said, met really cool people. Then after that on Friday, what did we do?
It's tough to try to remember what all you did because you do a lot of walking around and just seeing stuff, all the fun stuff that's in your dealer rooms, which again, always go the last day.
I go every day.
Well, I do go every day. But buy on the last day because I got the hardcover Gunslinger, the very first miniseries for $6. Okay,
yeah, that's
amazing. It's a $25 book for $6. They had absolute editions marked down to $60.
You always want to go on the first day to see what they have,
right?
And if there's something you've got two of and you really want it, get it
right
then there
because it's gone. Because the guy behind you is buying the other two, and the last day. Because the last day, all the markdowns, 50 cent, I don't want to carry this crap out of here.
Exactly.
So
I also picked up my Omega the Unknown trade paperback. I had the first issue that I got many, many, many years ago. I have a couple of other, like maybe one other issue that I found. I had read about what this story is. I'd never actually read the story itself and finally wanted to. And for like $10, I got the entire trade paperback of it. It doesn't end as good as it started, but it wasn't given the chance. It was canceled before its time, too. It's a very interesting concept. And they did remake it. Not that long ago, Marvel did a new version of it, and pretty decent.
I have to say that
I was
a little bit overwhelmed by the dealer rooms, you know, as this being my first big con. I was feel like I was wandering around going, oh, I don't know what to buy. I want everything. So the fact that I wanted to spend money on some autographs and some other stuff, I think that I didn't buy, I don't think anything really big in the dealer room but I think it was definitely more like, okay, next year I will. I got cards for a couple of places where I can buy stuff from their websites if I really wanted to.
Tons of those cards.
I didn't get a corset because, well, first of all, I didn't have $300, but also because, I mean, I'm in the middle of losing weight, so, you know, I wouldn't want to get something and then have it not fit, you know, I want to kind of stabilize just a head spinning walking around going, oh my God, all kinds of cool things. I must have read every t-shirt and just, you know, been through every single thing there in the dealer room.
Did we do another panel on Friday or did we just go goof around and stuff? I don't remember doing anything which the Shatner Nimoy panel on Friday. And
I think
I'm sure
that's
we did
on Friday.
Really?
We did. We definitely went through the Walk of Fame and we definitely, maybe we did a little panel. I should have looked at our book or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Well, you know, whatever.
You think all the time we had all the stuff prepared to do this. And since we've tried to do the show 5 times, we've steadily lost everything that
was exactly. I had my little pocket guide with me and it's on the coffee table right now at home. Let's see. I actually went to the podcast kickoff panel. Sat there with PG Holyfield and watched, Scott Sigler pimp his book like 20 times. It was amazing. It was a good panel though. Christiane Ellis was there. A bunch of other people were there as well. Anna was there from the forums over at geekradiodaily.com. See, I get to say it too. There was a bunch of people out there. It was a fun time.
I have to say that I had a really good time hanging out with the podcasting people.
Yeah.
Like, and because it was almost a double-edged sword, a lot of people weren't there. you know, a lot mm-hmm. of people, Matt Effin Wallace and Earl Newton and just like J.C. Hutchins yeah. and a ton of people like weren't there. So I was kind of disappointed on that front. But mm-hmm. then on the other hand, I got to spend more time with the people who were there
yeah.
because
yeah.
there, because there wasn't like huge number of people there. Hung out with Murr and Smar more and okay. PG and Scott Sigler and all of that, you know, much more so than if everybody and their mom had been there.
Yeah, exactly.
And most everybody was at Balticon. So, I mean, mm-hmm. there was that too. But what else did we do? Friday night, we went out. Did we went to the bar on Friday night.
We went to the bar. We went drinking. Was Friday night when we were drinking with Sigler and Holyfield
yes,
and everybody?
That was there that night. Wow, PG was toasted.
He was so, so, so gone. I mean, he was beyond gone.
Wow.
You know, I don't know for those of you that actually have been following the show for a while, but at last year's pub crawl, I may have inadvertently opened a door in PG Holyfield's mind that I don't think I think he's getting closer to just putting decorations on that door is all I'm going to say.
Whatever. You smooched what? Him.
I know. Last year at the pub crawl, I did. Yeah, I don't remember how it even came up. Someone was like, blah, 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 and he freaked out about it so much. I'm like, what's the big deal? Mwah. So, and then everyone had to get a picture of it. We ended up like six times. And it was so funny because PG Holyfield, and this is the reason I tell this story, is because he was drunk enough that he copped a feel on me.
Oh, wow.
After copping several feels on me.
Oh, I'm no doubt. You were there first. I was sitting at the bar. And he walks up, you know, handle
yeah,
the shoulder
why.
Thing.
Was there first, yeah.
Handle the shoulder thing. Blah, 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 and like puts his arm around me for a little hug. And uh-huh. like literally a hand over here. And like a cup cops a feel. I'm like, if I was a woman, I could have you arrested right now, sir.
So he was wasted.
He was wasted, but he had
but
a good
we had
time.
This
and that's
mad
what.
Mad scientist buying us drinks.
We, yeah.
Yeah. This, I don't know, evil mad some physicist scientist buying us drinks, but the bar was really slow getting us drinks, so we had to order like doubles and triples because it was taking them forever to get us more drinks.
Isn't that when we saw Jesus? Jesus was sitting at the bar.
Yes.
Jesus was sitting at the bar drinking.
Usually it's the next morning when you're praying in the toilet, oh God, I saw Jesus.
And that wouldn't have been so incredibly funny as it was if while we're watching Jesus at the bar, Dana Snyder, the voice of Master Shake, left the bar, and I was like, oh, I didn't see Master Shake because I was looking at Jesus.
It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy
sure.
night.
Sure.
Not a lot of sleep that night.
No.
And
no.
then Saturday, we did the Gareth David Lloyd panel, right? That was our biggest thing on Saturday. Did we do anything else on
I thought
Saturday?
That was Sunday.
Or maybe that was Sunday. What
I think
did we do
that
on
was
Saturday?
Sunday. See, I'm trying to remember what we did Saturday because we went to another big, crazy panel, but I don't remember what it was. You saw a Battlestar Galactica panel on Saturday, I think, right?
What? I think that one was on Sunday, and I think really? Gareth David Lloyd was on Saturday.
Okay, then sure. Gareth David Lloyd was on Saturday, and they had a really cool, right down the hall from him, a guy had a TARDIS.
Yeah.
He had a much better TARDIS than we saw at Starfest. That one was really cool, but this one had the lights, had some sounds, and when you walked in, if you walked in, because the guy wasn't always there, if you were there, yeah. he'd open it up and let you take a picture. If you walked in inside, it had been autographed by four different doctors.
Wow. That's saying something there.
And I was just like, oh my God, like doctors have stood like right here. Where mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. Speaking of pictures, you know, if you, I think I put a link up in the forums at geekradiodaily.com, but if you, or Facebook, if you're friends with me on Facebook.
So you can see the 36 pictures of Gareth David Lloyd?
Well, I wasn't speaking of him just in general, but you can see my, I think it's something like 278 pictures that I took
There's
when
quite
I was
a few
there.
Pictures
I took a lot of pictures as well. I didn't take that many, but still.
We took quite a few pictures.
A lot of pictures.
Well, I mean, you have to. There's just so much to
see.
Yeah,
so many things to see.
And there's things I didn't even get. There's things I saw that I was not able to get a picture of because by the time you'd get to where it was gone. For instance, Raptor Jesus. I didn't get to actually get a picture with Raptor Jesus.
No.
Which is, you look, it was Jesus, but the head was a raptor.
It was a velociraptor?
It was a velociraptor, rubber mask of a velociraptor. So raptor Jesus.
That's crazy.
And I saw the really cool steampunk people, a lot of really cool steampunk people.
Lots of steampunk,
like the steampunk Boba Fett. Oh, the steampunk Star Wars people were great.
Oh my God,
they were the but the guy carrying the steampunk Tom Servo, sadly, I didn't get there in time to get a picture, but I saw it from like three floors up and was like, oh my God, that's cool. So
do we have a Tom Servo, the comedian?
Yes. Yeah, Tom Servo. Someone had, I was like, some guys walking with Tom Servo. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Oh, wait, he's dressed as the comedian. That's fantastic.
That's crazy. Tons and tons and tons of good pictures. Oh, I'm getting attacked by the alien from the Aliens movie and just all kinds of crazy stuff.
Did you see the video where they did the Thriller dance? And they did a practice movie. They had a practice session with the alien.
No.
And they showed him, and it's hilarious watching him do the dance.
Because there is so much to do at Dragon Con, you try to write these things down, but forgot, And I did not end up going to the Thriller Guinness World Record. And I wanted to. Because I wanted to be part of it. I did not. They had, like, literally, I think the old record was something like, what, 400 or 500?
Something. I don't even know.
And, like 2,000 people showed up, or, I don't know, 1,000. I don't know. There was an ass load of people there.
I think the number was somewhere around the mid-900s.
Crazy. It was crazy. There was a bunch of people. We know that because we met Mad Max, guy dressed as Mad Max. And
Dustin.
Yes, his name was Dustin. And
he was one of the dance captains.
He was one of the dance captains.
Uh-huh.
So if you go to the page, there's the you know, the page for Dragon Con about the Thriller dance. Yeah. I think he's in the second picture, busting a sweet move, because he's the dance captain. I was
there
not. And that was kind of a bummer, because I was looking at this and I'm thinking, wow. So not only did I miss the chance to be in this world record, I missed, well, everyone in costume. It hadn't occurred to me, you know, that I would see, like, Mad Max and a Slave Leia and a Cylon all doing Thriller. You know, it just didn't occur at all. I'm very bummed that I did.
Yeah,
that I missed.
I know. I've watched some video of it, and it was just amazing, and it's just hilarious to watch this stuff.
Did make me want a costume. I didn't want a costume my first time out, because I didn't know, like, what to expect. Yeah. And also, I don't know. You know, I'd want to wear it, like, maybe for, like, an hour or two or something. So, because I wouldn't want to just try to be going on with my daily business. Like, I'm trying to go to a panel. I'm trying to do this. And people be like, can I take your picture? Can I take your picture? I think that would be kind of annoying.
After a while.
I think after a while that would be kind of like, okay, I'm just trying to go get some food or whatever.
How many pictures were you in where people asked and you weren't wearing a costume?
A couple. I was like, I'm not wearing a costume.
It's okay, you're hot. And I, look, guys, I went somewhere and there's a picture. That's my girlfriend who lives in Canada.
Funny.
Thank you.
So
then Saturday we went, oh my God. So at the Gareth David Lloyd panel, waiting in line.
Uh-huh.
I finally saw somebody escorted out of a hotel, asked to leave a hotel.
Somebody kicked out of DragonCon.
Because we're sitting there in line with some other cool people that we've met, and I look over my shoulder and I'm thinking, that kind of looks like a wedding dress. Wait, no, it's not. It's some kind of weird corseted wedding dress thing. Wow, that's a little sheer. Turns out it was quite sheer.
Mm.
Because the lady who was in her 50s?
And she was heavy set.
She was heavy set in her 50s. As she is leaving, and it took me at this point to realize they were asking her to leave, because as she walked by us, we looked and you could see her big flabby ass right through the sheer dress thing. And and here's the two thoughts I had simultaneously. And be prepared, folks. One was, oh my God, so you can that is sheer. You can totally see through that. And I didn't realize till she walked past us. Oh!
Because you couldn't tell from the
front. You couldn't tell from the front that she wasn't wearing anything under the...
It was really disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
People out there take it too far. But let's cleanse the palate.
There
were quite a few sexy people.
Oh, God.
One lady, finally, and it was late Saturday night, I found Harley Quinn from Arkham Asylum.
There were three or four, but there was one.
The first one I found was the best one.
The very first one was the best, yes. You did find that. I really liked Susan Z's Red Riding Hood.
Susan Z had a very good Red Riding Hood
costume.
That was
really, really good.
I didn't see that one. I missed that one.
I have a picture.
Okay.
Did she wear it to the Parsecs? No, she didn't wear it to the Parsecs.
No.
Went to the Parsecs on Saturday night.
Yes.
Right. I remember that,
we're
too.
We're jumping all over the place. Yeah, that's all right. People expect that from
us. Yeah, true.
That's Susan Z in her Red Riding Hood killed
that
the
is, yeah,
the
that
wolf.
Is very
it's
nice.
It's a very, very cool
very
outfit.
Beautiful picture.
The Parsecs was a fun time.
Yes.
For those of us that were there.
Yes.
I'm not calling anybody out. We were there.
Yeah, we're there.
It was very fun to see the
patron.
We're
going to make sure that we enter in the right categories for next year.
Apparently, we were not entered into the right category.
We were entered into two categories. How we didn't get finalists in two of them. Or either one.
So whose job is it to put us in the right category? And apparently, here's something we should all know. Apparently, the rules for Parsecs happen at a panel at Balticon. So remember that. We'll
I'm
have
on
to do
it
that.
This year, guys. Okay. I got this.
Fantastic.
Please.
It was very cool at the Parsecs to see the patron saint of this program, Podcasting's Rich Siegfried, get upstaged by a sparkler. That's
yes, true.
That was awesome.
That was
great.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
Oh, you also forgot Klingon karaoke.
Oh, Klingon karaoke. Yes,
that
indeed.
That was Friday night.
I performed at Klingon karaoke. Not the song that I wanted to sing because they kept loading it up and it was the wrong song. So I sang that one anyway. It was supposed to be Alphabet Street by Prince and I got 1999 instead.
But you rocked it and it was really fun.
I did rock
and
it.
And PRS started out the show with Shatner doing Rocket Man.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
All three. Of the Shatners, he would stand up and stand in the appropriate places for... You have to see the video.
Pre-flight. Whatever, you know, it was really funny. Really, really
and
funny.
And I'm going to be high.
A
I've seen him do that before. It is hilarious.
Kite by that. Oh, my God.
So, you know, like I said, spent a great deal of time walking around taking pictures.
Yes.
Meeting and talking and getting to know a lot of cool, interesting people.
Who did you get an autograph from?
I got an autograph from...
Who did you get an autograph from?
From William Shatner.
There you go.
I did, and he smiled at me.
I bet he did.
And I smiled right back at him. And
I bet you did.
Shatner. That was awesome. And probably one of the cooler things we got was when we met the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes. The Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Signed for us an autographed steak.
It was the best deal at Dragon Con. For $40, you got an autographed poster. Mm-hmm. You got the autographed...
The poster from the movie.
Steak, the poster from the movie, the autographed steak. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And she would walk around and you could take a picture with her. All for $40.
That's not bad at all.
Not at all. No, it's not.
And she was really nice, really sweet.
She was awesome.
And she had a good steady line, but no, you know, nothing too outrageous.
Yeah, nothing ridiculous.
You know, Mary McDonald, I think, had probably one of the longest
Mary
lines.
Mary McDonald had a crazy effing line going there. And I was like, she's cool and everything, but... All you people are fans of sneakers like I am? Is that why you're...
No.
President Airlock, you know?
In the Battlestar Galactica panel, like when people would get up and ask questions, like 90% of the questions were for her. It was just kind of like, okay, there's 15 people on the panel. They kept asking questions. And they were good questions most of the time, but it was just kind of like, come on, guys, you know, ask some other people some questions.
Wow. Let's see. Saturday, caught up with an old friend of mine from Dragon Con last year.
Oh, you know who I did finally see Saturday? I'm sorry.
Who's that?
I saw the Vicar for 2 minutes on Saturday.
I think I did too.
Okay. And didn't see him again until Sunday.
But you saw, what, Cunning Minx?
Yes, my good friend Cunning Minx. She does a different podcast than we do. It's a Polyamory Weekly.
Yes.
Good friend of hers, caught up with her. It's like, hey, how you doing? Da-da-da-da-da. She went with me and the wife to a special event that happened on Saturday. Well, it happened all three nights, but it was a little thing with a leaf blower.
Oh.
And a kilt, right?
Yep. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you there aren't pictures out there because there are. I've seen them.
If you're interested
in that
kind of thing.
That's what the people came to see, and that's what we're going to give them.
Oh, it was a good time was had by all.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, if that's what you're into, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you like, you know, just being, never mind. Okay.
Ogled by women? Yes.
You know, I was ogled and fondled by women quite a bit and handled by a couple of guys too, I think. I'm not sure. It was late in the evening.
It was Dragon Con.
Oh, really? Huh. Okay. So then Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened on Sunday. That's when we spent most of the time in the dealer room getting autographs and stuff. We went there, got an...
Oh, and then Sunday we had our sort of ill-fated live taping of our show.
Ah, we should talk about
our
show.
Yeah, let's talk about that one.
So,
episode 60.
Episode 60.
The missing episode.
The missing episode. First off, you should know that it was very hard to try to keep people updated as to what was going on as... The cell phone situation, some people could get phone calls to work, but not texts.
Yeah.
I could get texts to work, but not so much phone calls.
Yeah.
And, of course, the fracking hotels charge you like $13 a day for 24 hours of internet, and that was pissing me off.
I had internet. So all the information came to me, and I sent it out on everything I could get my hands on.
Yes, indeed.
Facebook, the forums, and everything like that. So I got to get the information as many people as I could.
So
we had a decent turnout of people at our little show, and we had a fun time.
Did. We were up there on the
19th floor of the Hilton.
19th floor of the Hilton.
A little commons area that we just took over.
And it was our big question and answer episode, and we did that. And at the end of the show, we're sitting there, we're mixing things down, and someone, and I don't know who, but someone's foot managed to somehow get tangled up and pull out my power cord just enough to where it looked like it was still plugged in, but it wasn't, while the show was mixing down, and whoomp. Wiped out. I saw the warning that the battery was about to go. I did the slow motion diving leap.
Wow.
And no, the computer died. I am still going through and looking every bit of temporary file for Audacity that I can possibly find.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid it looks like you kind of had to be at that show.
To hear that show.
To hear that show. I am sad to say that is the lost episode.
Now, wasn't there something like maybe 19 minutes of stuff that was mixed down? Maybe, possibly.
Maybe. I don't even know if it's that much. Wow. So we'll have to see because it was some just pre-talking stuff is in there as well. So I don't know.
It was fun. You know, it was a fun little get-together. And, you know,
and
we've always been plagued by technical difficulties.
We have because at that moment, nobody, the phone that I had at Dragon Con... apparently, even though I told it and set it up and it worked great on a test run, when it came time to actually go to Twitter on it and do stuff, it did not work.
But your new phone is really
my new phone that I forgot to mention in my Geeky Week is going to rock the hell out of everything from now on whenever we're there. I have the new Samsung Rogue. I have data with no problem. I have a fantastic fracking phone, which is now also my podcast player of choice.
There you go.
Good. You know what? This episode is a tribute to the greatest episode we ever did.
Yeah. I mean,
this is just a tribute. We can remember the greatest episode we ever did. I mean, this is just a tribute.
And I wish you were there because it's a matter of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're just, I mean, everybody who was there vouched.
We all know,
you know,
it was
vouched.
The greatest
Don't
show ever.
Ever tell anybody out there what was discussed.
No.
This is going to be some secrets that you take to your grave.
That, and also at that moment, that was the second of the three times I saw the vicar, who did actually show up for that show.
Yes, he did.
So it's kind of weird that that's lost, because he was there.
Yes, he was.
He was there. His handler made sure that he was there. Oh, wow. So, yeah. I wish you had heard the show, because you would have been giggling as much as we are right now. His handler, actually got him there to the show, so that was fun. And we did that and had that meltdown happen, and then I had to go somewhere and drink for a while to... I didn't have time. I was like, at Dragon Con, I was like, there's no way I can go through this stuff and try to get it. Otherwise, we would have posted it from Dragon Con.
Yes.
It would have happened.
Yes.
But I want to thank everyone that was out. The mayor came out.
Crazy Cat Lady.
Crazy Cat Lady was there. Anna was there. Christiana Ellis showed up. We had PRS. We had PG. I mean, we had
everybody. Yeah. Oh, it was the funniest show that you've never heard. Yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
people.
It was great. Everyone got to jump in.
It's going to get greater the further we get from it, too. It's just going to be epic proportions.
Yeah.
Everything went right.
Yes.
Everything worked perfectly.
Yes,
the sound system was good.
People got hurt.
So at this point, I think I'm specifically just going to blame the vicar, because he was there. And he won't listen to the show to deny it anyway.
Yeah,
so
there
you go. So I'm sorry, folks, that you missed out on that. And we did have a bunch of questions. We had some questions from Twitter that we got right before we went. And we had questions from the forums at geekradiodaily.com. I don't know that the answers are anywhere. If we can find anything and salvage anything from the show, we will get it to you. That's just all there is to that. Then we went out drinking. Woo! And then later that evening,
a trivia contest. You guys,
we
did
a trivia contest.
I was extremely exhausted, and I had to go to sleep.
Not a problem.
I had to go to sleep.
We did a trivia.
You wouldn't have won anyway.
No, you wouldn't have. We did a trivia contest in the bar, the same bar that we saw Jesus drinking in that evening. A bunch of folks showed up for that. Sam DeMena, of course, the one who was talking the most smack.
Talking mad smack.
Talking mad smack. And I was not talking any form of smack whatsoever.
You?
No, I was not. I was not about the trivia.
Okay.
I was not.
But who did win overall?
I crushed that. Although I did something that I generally do, and it's a shame I didn't go get the autograph of the actual gentleman who was there. When a Doctor Who question, I accidentally named Peter David as a doctor instead of Peter Davison. So, oops. What is that picture you're looking
at? This is from the trivia. This is all of us grouped together at the trivia.
It was
so I can remember who all was there.
We had PRS hosted. He did a trivia night for us. We did four rounds. It was also the same time as the Galactica Quorum panel, and they had Richard Hatch on it. So during this break between the second and third rounds, I ran up real quick for about 10 minutes, sat in on that panel, got to give a comment on what I was hoping they would do with Caprica, which is coming up, and then had to jet back out again real quick.
Awesome.
But, you know, I made a cameo, hey, I'm popping in. Hey, everybody. And now I got to go. But, yeah, I won that. And who won? Who ended up winning the contest? Because the contest was
Command
winning.
Line.
Command Line won. It was whoever got the highest score. If you beat me, fine. But whoever got the highest score that wasn't me won a T-shirt. So we do have to send the T-shirt out.
I know. Speaking of sending stuff out, the My Little Cthulhu is still sitting here in the
because we were sick and stuff. We are going
to
get that out too.
We've been busy. I promise it's on its way to Australia any day now. And and Thomas, I'll get your size and we'll get you a shirt. Sam the Maina would have won the shirt.
But
a naughty, naughty schoolboy, he forgot to write his name
down
on the last slip of paper.
Uh-huh. I heard about that. He was livid.
Teacher, put your name on your paper for a reason.
And there's a wonderful picture of those of us that were there, except for people who went out for a smoke break real quick. And we had drinks. We had a little bit of dinner. Some of us had drinks. Some of us had dinner. Some of us had both. And I would like to say at this point, thank you. Thank you to our mascot, Drace, for kicking in a little bit of change to help us take the fine folks out to have a good time. Everybody appreciated it. And when we smiled for the picture, I made everyone go, thank you, Drace.
Thank
so
you,
there
Drace.
You go.
So we did, enjoy ourselves very much at Dragon Con, and thank you for your help on that.
Yeah. And saw a lot of costumes.
Oh, God, ton of costumes.
Oh, can I tell you that people going to the, it was the signing for Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
The line for that, he was signing in the Hilton. The line went to the Hyatt.
Wow.
You know the little thing where you go to the food court?
Yes.
They had it blocked. they had these stupid guys blocking it and not letting us through until they got the people fed through to go to there. And we come walking to the corner, and this guy's like, "Oh, what are you people doing here? You're not supposed to be here." I'm like, "Those people over there told us we to go because we're trying to go eat lunch." "Well, you can't go now. You can't." This is the kind of thing I'm talking about. They were trying to make the best of a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Bad planning on the people above them's part. But, yeah, I saw a lot of people. Kate Mulgrew got pissed off at some folks.
Yeah. "I'm sitting here. Somebody want my autograph?"
They made everyone stand in line, and some people mm-hmm. just had, you know, pictures. You know, they had pictures for her only, not yes. the other people, but everyone standing in one line. Uh-huh. And so it wasn't. But it was good times. You know,
nothing
you saw
will make
people.
You feel like less of a star than standing next to Nimoy and Shatner. I mean, yeah. you know.
Well, what about taking a random elevator adventure with various cast members of Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah, I sort of semi-stalked a couple of cast members of Battlestar Galactica, rode up in the elevator, pretended to get lost.
Uh-huh.
With,
on an island. Uh-huh.
No, but just kind of a couple of different people just kind of chatting with throughout the day. So it was just kind of nice, you know, because you see them in a panel, you see them in, you know, on TV and stuff yeah, like that, and they're yeah. just normal, you know, people walking around eating food and going places, you know, yeah, just like anybody else. So
you know, great time, you know, to see celebrities, you know, they're all yeah. over the place. Good times.
Mad Scientist Ball?
I did not make it to the Mad Scientist
you,
Ball.
You didn't miss a damn thing.
Wow.
By the time we actually got in there, there was some yay-hoot on stage yapping about one thing or another, talk about anarchy and blah, blah, blah. We left after they realized they were not going to play any more music. It's like, oh, you guys suck.
Oh, I should have pointed out that the trivia contest was the third and last time I saw the Vicar at Dragon Con. Yep. So aside from the 2 hours of events that he had to be at that mm-hmm. we were there for, I saw him for 2 minutes.
Well, he was at Crux Shadow shows.
He was. He was dancing with 12-year-old goth boys and not attending his panel that he was on.
Whoops.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Command line right. Next time, get Billy Flynn for that panel.
Get any one of us, because
yes,
we would actually
exactly.
like
we'd
to
show up. Yeah,
to be on a panel at DragonCon?
Yeah, we would love it.
I'd wear that like a fracking badge, man.
Exactly.
I was on a panel at DragonCon. Sorry. I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, I'd love to do it.
Anyway, if you have never been before, highly recommend it.
You have to go. It is just a fantastic time.
You have to have some patience and realize that, you know, your shining moments, your fourth row of Nimoy and Shatner, your smile from the hunk that you have a crush on, Gareth Davis, you know, your moments.
Stalker.
Whatever. Your moments are going to be worth the headaches. There will be headaches.
Oh yeah.
It's just kind of it's the, you know, the rub of the double edged sword.
Yeah, it's podcasting. Rich Sigrid's introduced me to this game. It's the what the hell is this line for game? Because you walk around, you're going
to
see the
line.
We invite everyone to LineCon 2010. We plan to have a great time at LineCon.
Yeah.
We always do.
Line simulated line.
Again, I would like to throw out mad props for everybody at DragonCon working the con suite. Because folks,
I didn't even go.
Really?
We went like 6 times.
Dude, you missed out on some good stuff. We had hot dogs at one point. We had some ice cream. We had
brownies. PB&J.
It was a little nacho thing. I don't even know.
I
like
didn't even go to the
we whip up some cool stuff, man, at the con suite.
Like
they
a
really
pita?
Do.
I don't know. It was good. Yeah, it was good.
Fantastic stuff there, and those folks work really hard.
What is it? The Hilton?
Don't get to see a lot. It's Hyatt. At the Hyatt.
Oh, good.
Wait, no,
the height. The height's horrible.
But you don't have to take the elevator. You go in, and over there near the little cafe, you take the steps up like to the second floor. It's the second or third
really?
Floor. It's just right there. It's
and
incredibly
it
easy to get to.
It did take me till about like Monday to figure out my way around.
But see, like next year.
No, like Sunday. Like by Sunday, I was
next
like,
year
oh,
you're
going to
be fine.
Yeah, next year's going to be fine.
Yeah, whatever.
That was the fun thing. You know, when we go over, I'm like, of course, she went to get coffee when we have to go because we're at the wrong place. So it's like, okay. You have to go here, and you have to go here,
yeah.
and then you're going to look for the giant W.
And then this is on our like first day,
first
so I
day.
Didn't know like you have to go down to go up to go up to go down.
Yes,
yeah, it's true.
You
basically.
Do. Oh
my
God!
I love the walkway that they have now between the Hilton and the Marriott.
Yes, that does
that
make it a lot easier.
So it
does.
Much better.
If we could just have a trail the whole damn thing,
that would be so nice.
That would be fantastic.
Well, that's why you know we're definitely staying at the Hilton again next year.
Because that's where we got a room.
Elevators were easy, and yeah, it's right there, convenient.
Because we, you know, the Marriott last year, the elevators were never as bad as the Hyatt because it sucked. But
Hyatt's horrible.
Yeah, but the Hilton, except for checkout, the elevators were fantastic.
Good.
I don't know how many times we rode up and down the elevator because it just kept taking us back up and we would get like to the fourth floor. It's like, no, we're so close.
Anyway.
Yes, but it was a fantastic time. It was a great time to everybody that we saw. I don't even know. We're missing people. I'm sure we're missing
people.
I'm sure we are. But, you know, the fantastic thing about DragonCon is you bump into all these people again and again because they're always somewhere you are.
Yeah.
And you make line friends. And you see line friends all the time.
I had a half dozen line friends. Like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and it was kind of came full circle. Like, we'd see some people at the beginning and we'd see some of the same people at the end.
The
and
people that were
like,
helping
hey.
Us make fun of the crazy bitch that cut everybody. We saw them as we were leaving the dealer room on the last day to go pack up, you know, to go get in the car and leave. So I was like, oh, hey, guys.
Hey, so any of you guys are listening, because we passed out cards. Any
we
new,
did.
New fans since Dragon Con, welcome to GRDs Weekly. And we'll try to make it a little less S-Weekly.
Yes. We'll try to get it a little more timely. Any closing thoughts, things we should say, things we've forgotten we should mention?
Dragon Con 2010?
2010.
Dragon Con 2010, baby. Woo! So thank you for stopping by for GRDs Weekly, episode 61. It has been fantastic. Thank you so much for stopping by. We're going to be back a little quicker the next time. I'm not going to tell you a date because God only knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, really. Somebody's going to get the plane.
But it's going to be awesome.
Who knows what other stations I'll be running by then. Ha, ha, ha. So, GRD, we're licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Come on by the forums for your social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. We have a store at Cafe Press where you can buy...
panties.
I love hearing you say that. Drop us a note at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce of Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com, or give us a call at...
206-3-FUN-HACK.
Who's a what now?
206-3-FUN-HACK.
One last time.
206-3-FUN-HACK.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
Are you sure this is a sci-fi convention? It's full of nerds.
I can't tell if this is boring or awesome.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
You're in the movie and I'm not. Okay.
Wait a minute. I was not referring to any particular movie.
Oh, sure. Just casually came out of your mouth. Have you seen any good movies? Well, I understand the Star Trek movie is good. And I understand that you're very good. I've even heard that it's a very good thing that I'm not good. We'll send that on to J.J. Edwards.
Nobody is saying that it's not that it's good that you're not in the movie. No. Nobody's saying that.
I'm just looking for sympathy.
Anybody who's saying that. It's known as a dickhead.
Did you see dickhead?